Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And this week we're talking about miracles and the miraculous. And in particular today, I want to talk about what makes a miracle seem miraculous. And we'll talk a little bit about how that relates to goals and goal setting, and we'll talk more about that throughout the week. So I finished yesterday's podcast with Einstein's dictum. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. And that points to how miracles look so miraculous. How miraculous something appears is inversely proportional to how much we think we're at cause in its creation. So let me say that again a little bit different. If we can see that we are the cause of something being created in the world, we tend not to think of that as particularly miraculous. If we cannot see the cause, and if we cannot see that we were related to the cause, it appears more miraculous. So, for example, if I write my name on a piece of paper, even if I'm trying to live as though everything is a miracle, I'm very unlikely to think of that as a miracle, the way most of us think. But if my name appears on the paper seemingly all by itself, and I look down one moment and there's nothing there, and I look down in the next moment and there's my name on the paper, that will seem to me to be fairly miraculous. Now, I may, with my cynical mind, kind of go, oh, well, it must have been written in lemon juice or invisible ink, and but to a certain extent, if I cannot explain it away, it's going to seem fairly miraculous. So that's another way of thinking about what makes something seem miraculous. We tend to attribute anything that comes from a force beyond ourselves as being, in some sense, miraculous. And this is where I think we can make a clean distinction between a goal and a miracle. If I think it's up to me whether something happens or not, I set it as a goal. If I think it's up to the universe or something beyond me or random chance, I pray or hope for a miracle. So, for example, if Facebook wants to add another $1 billion to its bottom line, chances are they're going to set that as a goal or a business objective. If I want to add $1 billion to my bottom line, I'm going to pray for a miracle. If I want to have an amazing relationship with my kids, I might focus on it as my goal for the year ahead. For someone who's completely estranged from their family, to have an amazing relationship with their kids, they'll probably be hoping for a miracle. Here's another one. If a doctor wants to cure a patient's life-threatening illness, they're going to put all their energy and intention and resources into it, whether they think of it as a goal or not. If it's somebody in your family who wants the same result, you may well find yourself hoping and praying for a miracle. Now, none of those examples are definitive because your way of thinking about it might be different, but they do raise what I think is an interesting question. If I don't believe there's anything I can do to bring about a particular result or circumstance directly in my life, is there a value in miracle setting? So we're going to talk more about that tomorrow, but here's a simple little experiment that might be kind of fun. So make a list of your top three goals for the year ahead. And then make a list of your top three miracles. The three things you'd most like to have happen, even though you have no idea how they would happen, or even if they could possibly happen. And go ahead and share your list on the Inside Out Community Facebook group, and we'll pick up on this theme tomorrow. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.